You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place, because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
My name is Dr. Erica, and today I want to talk about the limiting belief of feeling unworthy. I found in my 23 years of practice as a psychologist that one of the most consistent themes and limiting beliefs that we hold about ourselves is that we are unworthy or not good enough or not valuable. Some people even carry guilt from past choices that carry over and affirm that they're not valuable or not worthy. And so today I really want to talk about the process of challenging this limiting belief of feeling unworthy and beginning to change and develop and create daily self-care rituals of self-love and self-care. So the first step today is really identifying, acknowledging, and becoming aware of what your current program is. I often talk about how we hold beliefs about ourselves that have been developed over the years since we were born and how they contribute to how we feel about ourselves and what we think about ourselves. So this belief that has formed since birth throughout childhood and adolescence and adulthood and wiser age is a part of what we think about ourselves and how we operate in our daily lives. So some of the questions that I want you to begin to ask yourself so that you can get an idea of this belief that you have about yourself is really do an honest inventory. Look in the mirror and really ask yourself, how do you feel about yourself? What do you think about yourself? What do you tell yourself on a daily basis? What is your self-talk like? Is it healthy? Is it unhealthy? How do you respond to compliments? Can you say thank you or do you dismiss it? What do you tell yourself when you achieve a goal? Can you celebrate and pat yourself on the back or do you dismiss it as unimportant? What do you tell yourself when you're disappointed? Are you an encourager and able to say, you know, hey, it's going to be okay? Or do you pile on top with more criticism? When you look in the mirror and you see your body, what is the first thing that comes to mind? Are you taking care of your physical body, eating healthy, exercising? Are you taking care of your mental state, your emotional state by having quiet time? Meditation, prayer, just to name a few. So again, I want you to do an inventory so that you begin to become aware of what is your current belief about yourself and how you feel about yourself. The second step is moving towards forgiveness and compassion. And why this is so important is because many people in counseling are trying to deal with things that have happened in their past. And oftentimes they hold on to the guilt or they hold on to feeling responsible or anger or sadness or fear that has resulted from some of their experiences in the past. And the one step that is most important is forgiving yourself. Really forgiving yourself for any guilt, for any past choices that you made. And try to be compassionate and understanding of yourself. And really recognize that whatever choices that you made in the past, whatever experiences that you may have had in the past, that is who you were at that time. and you did the best with what information you had, what resources you had, and what experience you had. You did the best you could at that time, and what decisions you made and what experiences you had. And so it's time now to really let go of the guilt and let go of the fear, or let go of the shame that you're holding on to, and forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for anything that you've done in the past that you don't feel good about, that you continue to hold on to negative emotions about, and just let it go. Forgive yourself and let it go. That's the second step. The third step is developing healthy self-talk and daily self-rituals so that you begin to develop and create a new belief about yourself and new healthy habits to self-care. These are important. So the first one is self-talk. Oftentimes, if you have the limiting belief that you're unworthy or you have low self-esteem, your self-talk is negative. It's not positive. It's defeating, it's demeaning, it's critical. Sometimes your behaviors are sabotaging, self-sabotaging. And so you want to begin to develop a self-talk that is uplifting. I often think of your self-talk as your cheerleader or your best friend. This is what your self-talk that is healthy should sound like. It should encourage you. It should encourage you to try new things. It should affirm that you are valuable and worthwhile. It should affirm the love that you feel for yourself and for others. It should allow you to forgive yourself for your mistakes and learn from them. It should not be judgmental, but allow you to learn from the past. It should uplift your spirit when you're feeling down. It should motivate you for wanting to do your best, to put your needs before anyone else, to understand that what you think about yourself and how good you feel about yourself is more important than what anybody else thinks about you. Your self-talk, when it is healthy, provides you with that unconditional love that you are worthy of and that you deserve. The next one is really beginning to identify what are some good qualities about yourself. What are you good at? Focus on not only what you like about yourself physically, but what are those attributes and personal characteristics that make you feel good about you? Are you honest? Are you kind? Are you thoughtful, generous, patient, hardworking, engaging, supportive? Do you make time for others and are a good friend? Are you respectful and well-mannered? Are you humble? All of these different attributes, both characteristic-wise and personality, as well as physical attributes, are going to contribute to a good self-belief and feeling good about yourself. The other thing is identifying 5 memories of times in your life that you felt good about yourself. Write them down. Write down the times and the memories that you have about yourself when you accomplished something. You set a goal and you accomplished it. When you won an award or you received an accolade for something. When you felt proud, even if it was just you being kind or you sharing or you giving. Any memory that you hold about yourself that makes you feel good about you and recognizes and brings you back to a time where you were good, you were wealthy, you were accomplished, you were proud. All of these memories serve to create that positive self and that positive feeling about yourself. And the last one is really seeking out those affirming words. Seeking out people who uplift you and encourage you. Seeking out the research or seeking out the podcast or seeking out information that just help you feel good about you. Maybe it's a daily journaling, gratitude. Maybe it's different podcasts that you listen to that are inspiring. Maybe it's a page or a chapter from a book that teaches you how to love yourself more. Maybe it's just an Instagram post that you read every day that uplifts you. Maybe it's people who you admire and that you look up to and that inspire you, and you have those pictures in your room or around your environment. These are different things that will remind you on a daily basis to focus on those positive things about yourself and encourage you to be that person that, you know, you can feel good about. So again, the steps that I want you to really begin to work on and practice on a daily basis so that you begin to feel good about who you are is, number one, knowing what your program is. What current program are you operating out of? What has your life experience taught you about yourself and how you should feel about yourself? And if it's not good, then challenging it. The second step is having compassion for yourself, forgiving yourself, understanding that you are I'm a work in progress, and you should continue to learn and grow and evolve into a person that you love, into a person that is unlimited. And so really beginning to forgive yourself and let go of the past. The next step is the daily rituals. Forming and developing daily rituals that you can practice that affirm your value, affirm your worth, affirm your goodness. The affirmations, the daily affirmations are wonderful. Everyone should do them. Writing down the attributes that you like about yourself, physically and characteristically. Recalling those memories where you were accomplished, where you feel good about yourself, whether you did something good, whether you created something and you had good skill in it and it helped someone else. Okay, so writing down those memories and thinking about them and connecting with that positive emotion. And then ultimately seeking out people and things that affirm that you are worthy and that you are good. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope that today is the first day to you beginning to challenge those old beliefs about yourself and begin to build up yourself and create the self-talk that is healthy and that is uplifting. And today, I just want to say, after my commercial, I'm going to welcome a good friend of mine, Marcia Preston, to share a little bit about her story and her transformation in developing self-esteem and what things she does on a daily basis to practice self-love.
Have you heard of the tremendous results of CBD oil that has really changed the lives of many? Hi there, I'm Jules Johnson, and I've got to tell you about this amazing CBD oil that Dr. Erica is bringing to the forefront. Oh, I'm so excited about this. Well, CBD oil is now legal in all 50 states with no prescription required. Dr. Erica Montgomery, a licensed psychologist for over 23 years, has many of her clients taking this exceptional quality of CBD oil, which has improved their feelings and emotions with daily stress, insomnia, anxiety, depression, and, oh my goodness, so many other symptoms. Well, the question is, why suffer? HempHappier.com can change your life. It did for me. Remember, CBD oil does not have any THC in it. And this means that you won't get high from it. And yet, you get the life-changing properties that come directly from Mother Nature. It will improve the quality of your life dramatically. I promise. Go to HempHappier.com and pick the dosage that you need. That's HempHappier.com.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me on Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. My second guest is Miss Marcia Preston. She is a very good friend of mine, and I asked her to come on today to talk a little bit about self-esteem and how she is able to exude such confidence, and she just is unapologetically her. And I love her for that. And I was hoping that she might be able to talk a little bit about her story and how she became more confident in who she is, and maybe give some tips on how to help listeners become more confident and just loving of themselves. And so with that, I just want to say thank you, Miss Preston, for coming on. And just talk a little bit about, you know, where did your sense of self come from? And how did it develop over the years?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on, Dr. Erica. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of you and all that you're doing. And I'm excited that I'm here to share this opportunity with you. I would say that sense of self is a constant challenge every day, because I find that I have to constantly reinvent myself. And not reinvent myself in creating a farce, but more reinvent myself as I come in contact with people and situations, because I firmly believe that people are in your life for a season. And as you get older and you mature, you start to focus, at least for me, more on my self-worth, who I am and what I want. And that's where the constant reinvention comes in, because then, you know, you have to let people go as you progress and try to focus on your self-worth and your strength. It's never been easy. I find that it's my nature to please people. And I found that I've done that over time to a detriment of myself, putting my needs on the back burner, because I always want to make sure this person is happy, starting with my family and my friends, and even, you know, colleagues that I develop a relationship with over a very short period of time. And so I find that it's a constant struggle. I have learned to create positive affirmations in my own mind, that I'm able to catch myself when I am putting other people before me. And I have to change the narrative in my mind and said, okay, Marcia, no is a complete sentence. No explanation is necessary. Say no. Thank you for asking. And move on to focus on something that you have to do. And so that's what I'm learning now. And I find that I am better for it in putting myself first unapologetically.
So you're basically saying that who you are has changed over time, and where you are now, you realize that it's okay to say no. It's okay to put yourself first, because you're realizing that's what you need to feel good about who you are and who you want to be.
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about, because I just feel like you exude this like inner confidence about yourself. And my guess is that it has to come someplace from your family or your upbringing, where you began with this belief that you were beautiful and that you were able to do whatever you wanted and accomplish what you wanted. Can you speak to a little bit of how your family played a part in you developing a sense of self that was a good experience?
Yes and no. Okay, so I'm from the Virgin Islands, and I grew up in poverty. I really did. I didn't realize I was poor till I had the opportunity to go to college. And then you see that there's a whole world outside there. But I was raised with a lot of love. And I think being raised with a lot of love and self-discipline helped to build my confidence. But I attribute most of that. I had a high school principal who started me in the beauty pageant world. And from the age of, from the seventh grade, so it was the age of 12 or 13, I started competing in beauty pageants, my middle school beauty pageant, my high school. Then I went on to do, I became Miss St. Croix, then Miss Virgin Islands, and I went to the Miss Universe pageant. And I learned, I mean, it was actually taught to build my self-worth and my self-confidence, because in order to succeed in those environments, whether it's a farce or not, that's how you had to project yourself. And so for me, I stole from that world what I needed for whenever I stepped out of the mirror, not even out of my house, but from the moment I stepped from in front of the mirror, I'd put on this farce, like, I am strong, I am confident. And over time, things begin to shake that confidence. And I, friendships, jobs, marriage, children. But there is something that's embedded in me, that was embedded in me from an early age, about how strong I am. People admired me. People always told me I was beautiful. I didn't always believe it. But I saw that it worked to my benefit when I practiced that. When I practice, even if it's coming from the fact of what other people are saying about me, even if you don't believe it in yourself, they believe it. And so long as they believe it, I was able to walk in that light, listen to other people saying, you're great, you're beautiful, you're fantastic, you're smart. And after a while, it just became part of who you are, that you started saying, yes, I am smart, I am beautiful, I am accomplished. And whenever I come up against challenges, I am able to pull from that side, after you spend, the 5 minutes beating yourself up and like, why didn't this go? What am I doing wrong? Whatever, you're able to say, stop. This is what happened. Let me take control of the situation and build on that self-confidence. And so that's why I said yes or no. Yes, my parents gave me a lot of love and support. And then this principle helped to build the person I am. So when you marry the two together, it's allowed me to be that type of person that has a well that I can draw on in those times of challenges and self-doubt and questioning who I am, what I am, why am I here? I can draw on that.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. Thank you. And so basically you're saying that your family gave you the love and the support, which was your foundation, and then the experience through the principal, the experience through the pageants helped to build that confidence in giving you a sense that, I can do this. But you did say that there was like this farce, kind of like you would tell yourself things and maybe half believing it, half not, and just kind of walk through how sometimes we have to start off maybe not being 100% sure or convinced that what we're telling ourselves is the truth. But the more we say it, the more we begin to feel it, and the more we begin to believe it. And then it does sink in that, hey, I am worthy and deserving of this good experience, or I am deserving of this healthy relationship. So how do you, I want to share with my listeners how you move from something that you might initially think is a farce, or you might initially not be 100% believing it, but how over time with repetition and affirmations, you become more confident and solidified in your belief or in your affirmation.
You treat it like a job. It's work. It's like a marriage. You love someone and you want the best for them. And then there are just these things that always come into play that forces you to question, are they the right person? Are you doing the right thing? Are you where you're supposed to be? And you have to draw on the foundation of why you were with that person in the first place, what it is about them, what a great person they are. What can you get from this relationship that continues to fill you and pour into your soul and your heart and make you happy? And I feel the same way about self-esteem and self-affirmation, is that you always have these little things that bump up against you, that force you. I think it's just life that forces you to question who you are and what is your purpose. And the self-doubt will always be there. It's part of our DNA. I really believe it is. But you have to pull on those self-affirmation that said, I didn't get here by myself. There's something that got me here. who were these people that kept saying, Marcia, you were great? What did God give you every time you got on your knees and prayed and asked for guidance and support? And then you have to pull on that and said, you know what? I am better than this or this thing or that thing. And you draw on that strength and those positive affirmations in your life that said, I can beat this. Yeah, it's tough, but I can beat this. I'm going to have faith in myself. I'm going to do the work. I'm going to surround myself with the people and the tools that will make me successful in this. But it's a constant, reminder to yourself to say, do not stay in this place of self-doubt and negative feelings or the noise, all the outside noise that says you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it. You have to stop and take time to say, okay, what is best for me? Listen, take time to yourself, listen, think about what it is that you can bring, what type of positivity you can bring to that situation, how you can manifest that in your life, in your situation, and use the tools that you have and the people you have to move forward. And I mean, I don't know if I'm answering the question exactly what you're looking for, but I have found that every time a negative thought enters my mind, and this comes with time and maturity, I'm training my mind to catch it. Said, okay, what is that about? Nope. How can I replace that? First of all, get rid of it. But what could that be true of? Why am I thinking that way? What is the positive side to that conversation or to that narrative? Exactly. And then I try to stay in that space. And then I keep people like you, Dr. Erica, around me who constantly reaffirm how strong I am, how confident I am, how God is always present, how positivity overcomes everything. And just to have those sort of tools around me is a constant reminder. So I try to stay in that space.
Thank you. You just said it so beautifully, so eloquently, and so perfectly. I mean, you really have given my listeners an idea of how you have managed to stay self-loving, how you've managed to challenge those limiting beliefs, that self-criticism, that negative self-talk. And on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. it's a continual transformation and growth to the person that you love, the person that you respect. And so with that, I just really want to say thank you. Our time has come to a close, but I think you said it so wonderfully. And I appreciate you for sharing your knowledge with my listeners.
And thank you for having me. It was important, and it was important to actually hear myself say that I'm doing the work. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.